Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to New York 60, your new favorite commute podcast. And it's JX, and I welcome you to Ear Candy Studios from Queens. We got a great crew today. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves? Who do we got to my right tonight?
That's me, right? Yeah,
right. Side. Right, left. Yeah, you know, yeah, we're so, in here.
It's the glossy spec, Almighty.
The one and
always
only.
In the building. Always.
Got Starlos in the house.
We go. Uncle Dave.
Hey.
Pepping Tong.
And Crep.
New guest.
Hey,
new
Crep.
Guest in special the house. Guest. Surprise.
Welcome, Crep, to our studio. What do you think of the studio so far, huh?
I think it's freaking pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Worked very hard to attain all this.
All these human heads on the wall.
don't look at the goat. Them. The goat's over there. they're okay. No, they're just
that
for
fire in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, that's for
Don't worry about that.
That's
the leaks and everything like that. No, it's super dope. Thanks for joining us. We just what we do here is we just talk about life and all the craziness that comes with it. Advice, whatever you got to say. Feel free to stay. Perspective, yeah. We do want to give a shout out to our one listener from Iran, which is kind of nutty.
Yo, the one guy who's right. Risking his whole freedom.
Stay strong.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shitty podcast.
Word. They're gonna cut his ears off.
If you know this guy, if you're still alive, if they haven't found out that you're still listening to us, yo, thank you, man.
Or maybe that's the one thing.
Send us an email, man.
Maybe
please.
That's the one
send
thing.
Us an email, man.
Maybe that's the one thing he can listen to because we're so innocuous.
What if it's a woman?
They're like, look, nobody.
What if it's a woman?
Cares.
Then it's even worse. Like, it'll be worse punishment.
Worse punishment that she's risking all of it.
She's
for
risking
us.
Her
for us. For the New York 60 podcast, baby.
I hope we
genital mutilation. That shows how much we know about the fucking.
This is dedicated to you, Iran.
This blunt.
I don't know about you, Iran, but I run shit.
Yeah, so we appreciate it. No, we looked at our some analytics this week, and that was pretty crazy to see that. So, and thanks for all the listeners so far.
And we also invite all the other citizens of tyrannical nations to come listen to us as well.
Yeah. The more the merrier, you know?
We'll make some tyrannical. Because they're Muslims?
Go. Here we go.
Oh, boy. And on, we're off
man.
To a good start.
Hey,
like
I meant Poland. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No. You good? Welcome back, C-Spec. We're glad that you're back with us.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Still alive. We took a...
It's that GG number four.
Mm-hmm. Still on the bike, so we're good to hear that.
In the cup.
How's the bike?
Oh, yeah. C-Spec took a spill.
She's good.
C-Tex.
All I was worried about.
So we had a week off because C-Spec was fighting several wolverines in the woods. So
on my bike.
On his bike. So he got scraped up by them, but he was victorious.
And these aren't like your regular animal, like wolverines. I'm talking about full-on human Logan...
Like
mutant
Wolverine himself?
Radioactive ones.
Yeah.
Three times as big.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Yo, speaking of Wolverine, you know Wolverine, like, in the comic books, they, like, he died and they brought him back to life?
Which one?
And now he has, like, his claws, like, heat up.
What?
Yeah, they're like
wait, a claws. Recent comic?
Like a lightsaber?
No, yeah, basically.
Like
it's
lightsaber?
It's still adamantium.
Yeah.
Except it
has
it
a
glows,
temperature
it glows and
gauge.
It gets hot.
Like a mood ring.
I don't know how.
So like it tells his mood.
Like yo, adamantium cut through anything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like it's not like
why you need hot shit.
Why you need the hot adamantium like to cut through
extra it's a thin slice.
He's in the butcher cutting meat now.
So hold on,
failed as an X-Men.
I have cuts. Microwave
thinly sliced so that it cooks as he's slicing it.
So C-Spec, you saw Endgame, right?
Yeah, I saw that shit-ass movie.
Okay. Did you see the part when Thanos started breaking Captain America's shield?
Yeah.
So adamantium is not indestructible. It could be broken.
No, his shield is actually made from vibranium.
Vibranium. Oh, it's a little different.
We're nerding out right now.
Adamantium is that stuff you'd seen on the infomercials late at night.
It's the aluminum foil that you use
like
for the hookah.
No, that's the one that they spray on the boat. Like, he puts a hole in his boat. He sprays it on it, and it floats.
Exactly.
He sprays it on the screen door, and then the screen door floats.
He cut through an avocado seed with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you guys heard of people fixing their cars with ramen?
Ramen?
College students?
Ramen? What do you
mean?
Saw
that I did see that.
Tell me about it. What is that? I've never seen it.
There was a sink that was broken, and he purposely broke it. And then what he did is that he filled it up with packs of ramen.
Okay.
And then, like, I don't remember everything. He used a liquid.
Yeah, and then he sands it off till it's perfect, and then I don't know how they find the exact spray for everything. Porcelain, they had a spray for porcelain, and it looked exactly like it. They sand off the ramen to fill up the broken part.
That stays
like a U. They put the ramen there, they grind it down, and then they spray it over, and bro, it looks nice. Bro.
Dude, that's gonna last like what, 2 days?
No,
and then whenever
if you get into a fucking car accident, you think that ramen's gonna fucking provide any protection?
Yeah, you're just gonna crash, and then ramen's gonna be everywhere.
Oh, you know, noodles all around the ground and shit.
Yeah,
you take it to your mechanic. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
well,
what did
well,
you?
There you go. He's got lunch now.
Yeah, right.
This yeah, is a little something in it. For
fucking
you.
broke mechanic.
Yo, you know ramen is it has a plastic coating. Like, you're not supposed to eat ramen every other day because
every other day? Really? That's the metrics on
this? It's supposed to be every day.
It's a lot of wax. There's a lot of wax in it.
What happens to your insides?
They get a little waxy.
Yeah, fucking.
Oh, my gosh. They get a little waxy.
Nice and shiny.
This yeah, I feel like voice, that might be a good thing.
It kills me.
Might be a good thing.
Yeah, yo, edit that.
So, I sound
like John Travolta.
No, that's wild. I never saw that. But... So you've done a handyman, stuff like that. Do you think that's actually a good fix, or is this some guy doing like an internet video?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably like a fix for him to go viral and have other fucking idiots try it.
That's
just not gonna withstand anything.
He's looking at his friends like, watch this.
Yeah, watch this. Watch these idiots. Yeah.
Like aesthetically, it looks nice, but you know, imagine you're brushing your teeth and you wanna fucking lean your hand on that fucking
and
you're noodle. The shit just crushes.
Oh my God, I've leaned my
hand
on my noodle.
You go,
when I
you fall down and
time.
Hit your jaw.
And yo, the ramen is sharp. It's sharp, so when it hits your jaw, it cuts your fucking jugular. And you're like,
and what? You just bleed out because of ramen? Man, what a way to
and
go.
Then, in the bathroom.
Well, you could probably take the ramen.
It wasn't a suicide. It was
a fucking bandage.
The same shit, right? Same shit that just killed
you. Yo, what's the sanding paper?
And just sand it.
Just Santa clean.
There'd be so many dead college kids.
Show, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. There's no kids. There's no kids.
Like there was a part time. There was a time I was broke and I was living on fucking noodles, noodles and a boiled egg. Shout out to Arizona Iced Tea, by the way. Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, Arizona, we got you. I'll drink it.
Yeah, we'll stop talking shit about you. We're gonna hold our sponsors hostage, and then the price for us to stop shitting on your product is for you to fucking sponsor us.
What, Arizona?
You don't even need to pay us.
Not anymore though.
You don't need to pay us. Just give us
a case a week.
Each of us.
Just a flight to Arizona.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
And I'll just sell them shits on the train on my way to work.
For what, $2?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to tell you a story about me.
I'm not robbing anybody. I'm not selling drugs. I'm doing this. I'm not doing this for a basketball team.
You know, I try to help those people out, but they've been having the same fucking choice of snacks for the last fucking 15 years.
Facts.
And, you know.
Welch's.
It's fucking 2019, guys. You know, switch it up.
What
it's always the fucking Welch. Fucking berries.
What snacks would you want? If they were to sell some, what would you buy?
Hershey's White Chocolate, I'm a fan of.
$2?
The bar,
$1?
The bar, yes. That shit is.
Can't be $2. I ain't paying no fucking $2 for candy. Get out of here.
But.
I like the Nutcracker, dude. Nutties, $5. Oh, yeah.
People will buy it, though.
Poison.
A-Train into Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I respect the hustle,
I'm
though.
I'm lit by the time I hit my house. Exactly. Back out. I'm happy.
I respect the hustle.
Same dude sells fucking porno.
What?
He sells.
Only encountered the dude that sells
porno. That's what he has in his backpack.
Which guy is this?
Are you trying to look for him, Crip?
Those guys are all over the trains. And all
over
the
he's got a beat up suitcase.
Somebody there at the beach.
And it's filled up with nutties.
Just look for somebody walking by with a cooler, by themselves with a cooler. And it's like, yo, you got any nutties? You got blueies in there? What you got?
Yeah.
Got
a boy that sells
and he's going to be like, no.
There's people out there that deliver. There's people out there that deliver around the city.
Why not?
But it's just going to be some dude at the beach with his family.
I'm not a huge fan of Nutcrackers, man. They too sugary.
Yeah, I love them.
They fuck you up, but the sugar is too much. I'd rather just get a bottle of scotch and just...
My bad.
No, that's it.
I like taking them shits to the movie theater.
That's a good movie candy. I agree. That'd be good.
Drinking that shit in a movie? That's great, man.
You can buy your magazines and nutties from the guy and walk into the movie theater.
Nice. Sipping on that nut.
Fucking movie theaters, man.
Yeah.
Talking about Endgame, man. I missed the first 20 minutes of that movie because I was fighting with some dude that sat next to me.
What happened?
This fucking like.
Wait, he said Thanos was better than Iron Man or something.
And I was like, that's,
hey, fuck you, man.
That's not true.
That's not how it happened.
Hold on, let me get my notebook.
According to my records.
Actually, I don't.
That's the wrong shit.
I
bet you it was something petty. Like something small. Like
No.
Peanut M&M's
not to me.
Better than regular M&M's.
Not to me. No, he sat down. No, I hated that movie. I thought it, I hate to use this adjective, but it was fucking gay.
What movie? Okay.
The Avengers movie. They're making up superheroes like last minute. Like, what the fuck is Ant-Man?
No, he's a real dude.
Superhero. Fuck out of here. He's little, and then he's big.
The original Avengers.
Ants are little.
He's the original.
Fucking bullshit. I hated that movie.
OG.
Okay. It sucks. So Ant-Man sucks. What happened?
The fight.
I want to hear the fight.
I'm excited to see this shit. No, we didn't come to blows. No,
but what happened? What caused it?
He sat down. This guy sat down. I have the whole front row to myself. You know,
it's very, very front.
Yeah,
broken
right.
neck.
Are you insane?
You like sitting in the front?
You're a serial killer.
Never in the back.
Yeah, what is that?
Because I'm trying to get away from the people with the popcorn. I don't want to hear you eat. So this guy sits down, and he's got a plastic bag, which is a red flag. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Don't fidget. Be still. Watch the movie. You know? And he pulls out a box of fucking drumroll. Chicken wings.
Oh,
he's eating these.
Nice.
And I turn to him like, "Yo, no." He's like, "What do you mean?"
Fuck you. No,
he's like, "That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work for me. Get the fuck out of here."
That's what you told
him. Take that the fuck out of here.
The front row. So let me get this straight. There's one other guy in the theater in the front row, and he sits what? Two seats away from you.
Right next to him. He sits a seat. There's a seat separating this sack of fucking laundry. This fat sack of shit.
Oh, he was fat.
He was a big guy, like
a sack
big
of potatoes.
But he was bummy looking dude, like, you know, but and I was like, "Yo, you gotta get out of here. You can't fucking do that."
And he
I'm not gonna listen to you eat the
chicken.
Whole time. And he's this is bullshit, he can't believe it. But he gets up and he moves to the other side and he's like, "I'm gonna see you after the movie." So I was like a little bummed. I'm like, I gotta like cause I'm you zone out during the movie, so you're not on your you're not tapped into your primal shit. You know? So I'm like, I gotta fight this fucking dude after my fuck.
That's all you're thinking
about. Because it's like hard to focus on the movie. Because I'm like, all right, he's right over there. I'm gonna fucking stretch him. I'm gonna go. All right, just walk down the line and fucking confront him. Like the whole time in the movie, I'm thinking like, all right, I gotta go walk and fucking just get in this guy's face. Just go right at him. Right? Or maybe I should just wait till he's outside because his camera's, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
what were you gonna set on? Were you just gonna confront him there? Or?
Yeah, I was gonna fucking meet him out. I was gonna get outside first and just meet him outside. But
did you feel like you could fuck him up?
I don't know. I don't think about it.
That's good. That's how you're supposed to go into a fight. Yeah. If you think you're going to win,
no, I don't think about it, man. I've made that mistake of thinking about it, and I've lost fights before.
Oh, there you go.
Because of that. Well,
you gotta win some, you gotta lose some to win some. Yeah.
But yeah. The movie ends, and I hear snoring.
He fell asleep?
And he's fucking dead asleep, and I'm like, you know what?
You should have neck chopped him right there. Fall asleep next to your worst enemy, you fucking idiot.
I would have fucking like, Muay Thai'd fucking kneed him in the chest right
now. While he's asleep? What is wrong with you guys?
Muay Thai. Tiger, knee.
Hey, in the wild.
Muay
Thai's
food.
In the wild?
Trying to get the upper hand on him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is
hey,
that?
No, I don't. In the wild, if there's a deer sleeping,
no, but I'm not gonna.
A bear's just going to fucking run up. All right.
So you are saying that you are the bear, and if he fell asleep, you are just gonna
and
mess
that's
him
a deer.
Up.
Are you that hungry? Are you gonna eat him too?
I need a fucking eat.
You're gonna mow him down.
If he's gonna taste like the chicken he ate.
Oh God. That's why you.
Well,
don't
you know
eat.
What?
Itis.
You
never
know what?
Never eat the homeless because they eat garbage.
Uncle Dave, I agree with you. You know there are things that you could bring in, like the Unwritten Rule in movie theaters. You could bring things. Outside of the fucking
what
theater,
if he was eating
nachos? But if it's like fucking chicken wings,
worse.
Bro,
yeah, chicken wings,
loud.
Because not only is it loud, but it is deep fried, so you're gonna smell it too.
Yeah.
It's gonna throw you off your game. Like I eat in my house when I'm watching a movie, but in the movie theaters, I personally don't even like to eat at all.
I don't eat at all. Yeah,
I don't like.
But that's your house. That's your house. No one's there. That's.
But I also respect the fact that other people are eating.
Let's let our guests.
What'd you got?
Guest some air.
How would you feel about it if someone sat next to you in the movie theater eating chicken wings?
Yo, it would bother me too.
Yeah, for real?
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Okay, so
I'm gonna
you
be
two don't
like
care.
This.
You guys.
I'm going to probably be eating shit too.
The
I'm
smell.
Like, yo,
catch me outside.
Well, the chewing, because.
I'm going to be like, yo, you want to borrow some sauce?
Because
yeah,
I know.
Let me trade you.
I know at a movie theater, the theater's already loud, so I know I'm not gonna hear the crunching. I don't think I would, but the smell could get a little annoying. Yeah, depending if it's good though, because if it's good, then I respect it.
Same with the train.
Is it safe to say, Dr. Dave, that you haven't been to one of those?
He's got a doctorate now.
Wait, wait. No, I'll be a doctor. That's great.
He's a doctor.
Double D. No, let's roll with it.
Dr. Dave?
I'm so sorry. Double D.
Double D.
No, he's got his doctorate in Illinois or something. Dr. Dave.
Your nickname went through a fucking evolution.
Look, I have my doctorate in annoyances.
There you go. That's beautiful. All right, go ahead. What do you
It's safe to say you haven't been to one of those movie theaters where they give you a menu and you can order tacos and that good shit.
But those are a different atmosphere.
I know what I'm getting into with that.
Exactly.
No, but I have, and it's like on a date, like when I'm with a girl, I can't show my crazy. No. Yeah. So I, if I'm gonna go dine and eat, it's with a date. I don't go do silly shit like that on my own. If you're alone doing that, you're a fucking idiot.
Table for one, please.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? Is sitting in your house alone. I'm gonna go sit down and have lamb chops and watch fucking Spider-Man or whatever.
What's wrong with that evening? That sounds like an enjoyable evening. Just kidding. The one guy, you're like, God, this guy sucks, and he's right next to you.
Yeah, the guy from Iran's like,
and he's like, and he's sitting there with his knife and fork back straight, like.
Very what, studious.
Yeah, what a pleasant evening. There's nobody else in the theater. What's crazy to me, though, is not the fact that it was eating, is that there were two people in the front row. Like, was it packed? At least
packed.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, that's good. Because to me, I was just like, well, you would never sit in the front row at all.
Get away
ever.
From the people. Get away from the people.
Because you're just looking straight up like a 90-degree angle, and that's just awful.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in the
front. That's great.
No.
That's great. That's great. I get to avoid
in the back or the middle.
Crowds.
The middle.
The middle. I'm in the middle of the back. That's where I normally sit.
I like being in the aisle.
Yep. The aisle.
Oh, yeah, I don't like being in the middle. Like I gotta be in the aisle.
Crap. What's the last movie you saw, Crap?
In theater.
Yeah. Whatever. You know.
Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you like it? You liked it?
I mean, I think it just. It was too slow at the beginning.
Yeah, it was very slow.
The first hour and a half, it was like,
too silly.
What's going on here? And then when the action pack came in towards the end, it just felt like it was way too quick.
Yeah, it was this big climax and then, you know, a little too emo.
I thought it was disrespectful that they were actually reusing clips from previous Avengers.
Lazy.
Like that was very lazy as a director's, like, you know, this is fucking everybody, people who don't even know about Marvel watching this shit. You got a huge reputation. You're going to do that? I felt like that was lazy.
Did you guys watch the other ones before? Like all the other superhero movies? Or no?
I saw them all. Well, okay. Not all of them. I didn't see Ms. Marvel. Not because I... Because
she's a woman?
I'm a fucking misogynist and I hate women.
Yeah.
It's because...
Woman superhero.
Get out of here. That's an oxymoron. No. But I just didn't know. I didn't even know she had a movie out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And when I saw Endgame, she was in it for like 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, not
Yo,
even 10 minutes.
She got rocked. She got rocked off the movie. Thanos said, get the hell fuck out of here.
It was a hell of an uppercut. Hell of an uppercut.
I thought the whole movie was going to be like all her like doing. Like, and yo, they killed everybody and they brought him back.
Yeah, that's
she
lazy.
She had me so mad.
Just kill him.
I was like, and Iron Man, that's it. I said
that's
it.
What they do in Dragon
one,
Ball.
We all know. Iron Man fucking dies. And he's.
That
he's
was Iron Man?
He's in the next movie, don't worry.
Like, Iron Man dies. Spoiler alert.
It's just so.
Yeah, spoiler.
What? Yo, fucking... I gotta have my heart broken.
That's true. They just had to end it.
Just
to
build
more character. He didn't want to be Iron Man anymore.
Yeah, he's been Iron Man for almost 10 years.
He wanted to be Man of Iron?
It's funny, we're talking about this like we know those people. Yeah. And same way we watch sports like we fucking know those guys.
But the thing is...
That being said, whoever's listening, you don't know us and you're listening to us talk.
He's.
But we're funnier than
them. You don't know us, but we know you.
Yeah, we're watching you.
Robert Downey Jr. has been playing Iron Man for almost a decade, so...
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
That is like, you know, you could kind of... If he stops doing it, I could kind of see what... Oh, hey... Guy's been doing this for fucking 10 years.
We need a gay Iron Man, I think. What the like, fuck hello? Did you say? Hello?
A what?
I'm Iron, a gay Iron Man.
Get the fuck out.
That'd be a,
Steve Carell.
Hello?
Steve
I'm Iron Man.
No. That's crazy.
You don't want Steve Carell as Iron Man?
Steve Carell's gay?
Come on? No.
I didn't know that.
Pop out of the office. I don't know.
Who could be
the
next Iron Man?
That's crazy.
No, it needs to be the...
Who would be the good Iron Man?
A good Iron Man? I think I'd make a good Iron Man. I'd be like a cursing Iron Man. Fuck!
They should get a real stereotypical Italian Iron Man.
I just go to the mall in that suit.
Anthony.
Italian Brooklyn.
Sad Rocky. Yeah.
You
Sad
imagine?
Rocky.
Brooklyn.
Fucking
yeah, like,
acrobatic.
No, but I like that. Some guy, some working class iron worker from Brooklyn who's just so fucked over by life. Like, I'll tell you. I'm Iron Man. You don't know. I know.
You don't know.
He just tries to win arguments before he even
he's
gets into
like,
a fight.
Hey, you do it. Hey, you fucking do it.
Just try me.
Hey, listen,
try
listen.
Me.
You don't know.
He's just banged up. He's got a wife, some shitty wife that he can't divorce.
Dude, this just writes itself.
His equipment doesn't always work. You know, it's like, ah, fuck. Shit.
He's hitting it with a hammer. He's just like, God.
It's like, hold on. Let me throw a tennis ball at this thing.
Instead of a freaking gun on the side, he has WD-40 spray. Spraying
hold
everything
on,
and
on.
Shit.
He's got a tool belt.
Yeah, right?
He's around a little fucking tool belt.
He's playing dirty.
All right, fuck the superhero movies. When's the last serious movie any of us have ever seen?
Superhero movies on serious?
Oh, let's go.
There's definitely people
it's
out
there.
It's
not serious.
Like,
oh, my God, what
shit.
Is he talking about?
Yeah. That's you awesome. Mean Spider-Man isn't the most moving picture you've ever seen in your life?
You didn't tell me you didn't cry, man.
I cried when
you don't have a heart.
Yeah. Okay, no, last serious movie I saw
I heard
in
people
theaters.
Crying.
No, you know what I saw? I saw something really cool. I saw this movie Drive. Ever seen?
Drive.
Ever seen it?
Drive. No, what's it about?
Ryan Gosling. He drives for.
Oh,
like,
Driver.
Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, see it?
Baby. Yeah. I
dope.
Did.
It's an underground, but
it's actually
it's dope.
Pretty good,
that's,
yo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, is that the movie where he's in the car
dope.
The whole time?
It's dope. No, that's something else, but I like
that's,
that one.
Because that movie's called Driver, I think.
Yeah, well, you're talking about where...
That's called Drive.
It gets real
where Robert
nasty.
Robert De Niro?
No,
that's Taxi.
But
the
you know
guy
what?
In the movie?
How many car
the
movies
guy
are there?
The movie?
It's a million.
You ever seen Speed?
Fuck.
That's a bus.
That's a bus.
Y'all seen Stretch?
Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, my God, yo. It's a fucking movie. I forget who the actor is, but it's a Stretch Limo, right?
Is and it the same movie he's talking about or a different one?
No. Same movie.
Is it?
Get out of here.
No.
I'm like, oh, yo, nigga drives a Stretch Limo. He's all fucked up. Owes some gambling money. And his bitch divorced him. His bitch divorced not divorced him. Leaves him.
McConaughey or something.
Yeah.
The Lincoln lawyer.
No, he's not McConaughey. It's, No, it's not a Lincoln lawyer. He drives a Stretch Limo. But whatever.
Lincoln lawyer.
His bitch leaves him. He loses his mojo. That nigga's hurt. He's down and out.
Did he lose it?
He's down and out. Down and out. Then the night fucking turns around when he has to pick somebody up. He's like, yo, I'm trying to make some extra money. Jessica Alba's in it. She's the
fuck that bitch.
She's the dish. Love that bitch.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Yo.
What's wrong with her? She's great.
She was like, unfortunately, I'm Mexican.
What?
Oh, she said that?
Oh, she said that?
Get out of
here.
That bitch is canceled. That bitch
I was
is
like,
canceled.
Fuck that bitch.
Wow. All right.
Dang. So, yo.
Fucking whore.
Niggas like, yo, I need more money. I need more money.
Dang, what?
She got fucking gangbanged.
Wow. Not, dude.
By the fucking cartel.
Oh, my gosh.
By the dirtiest
okay.
niggas they can find.
Really?
She wasn't talking. Okay.
Okay. What about the fucking
we're back to the limousine.
So he's not like, yo, I need to pick up more people. He picks up David Hasselhoff, right? Thus, he's a fucking bird. He's a piece of shit. Boom. He's late. He's like, yo, you try to hassle the Hoff? Try to hassle
the
Hoff?
Fuck out
open his chest. Yo, he's hilarious. Then he picks up some guy with coordinates. They're like, yo, what's the address? He's like, nah. There's no coordinate. He drops off an actor real quick right before he goes. And the actor leaves his gun, right? And he's like, yo, you need to return that shit. These are all parts of the movie that end up fucking him over all
man,
at once.
You guys...
What's the name of the movie?
Stretch.
What's it
called? No, you guys
you're about to hear the whole plot line from Stretch.
Nah, because no one's gonna find it.
My
no
man from Iran, you've
yo,
never seen this,
yo,
but get ready.
So
it's a fucking roller coaster.
Yes, my friend, my favorite movie, yes.
So now he
please continue.
Please continue, don't interrupt.
He's not the bodega worker, guys. My God. What's wrong with you? Okay, so you're halfway through the movie, and we all are now.
So
you're in the front. You're eating chicken wings.
Yo,
what happens next?
He got the gun now. He picks somebody up with coordinates. He's in the middle of the desert. He's like, go, where the fuck? Some fucking guy is coming down like he must have jumped off a plane or something. And he's parachuting just straight underwear. Like straight fucking thong.
He's parachuting in his underwear?
Yeah.
Or he's parachuting he, like with his underwear. Like he's holding it up.
Both.
Oh, I didn't know he could do that. I'm going to try that.
And lands on the windshield straight ass cheeks. And nigga's like, yo. Straight ass cheeks. He's like, yo. He goes to the back. He's like, yo, you got to take me to this party. He goes to some mansion, one of those bugged out rich white
eyes
people
wide
parties.
Shut
that, that like is a million people fucking each other. That, and it's mad like possessed and
a
like
million.
Mad demon shit. No, it's some crazy shit. And he goes to the party. He drops him off and he leaves. And the nigga left him with like mad
sight,
bitches,
man.
Mad drugs.
This is through the
and
movie?
And you got to watch the movie.
I have no idea. Is this your fantasy or the movie?
He said it was a million people.
Thank you, Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Thank you for your assessment of
that's
stretch
straight fuck fest.
A million people.
Million shit. Nuts. And
no, but
times the amount of. Oh
no, but
God.
I like those fucking grimy. So Drive was a lot like Mandy. Remember
nice,
Mandy?
Nice. Mandy was great.
Yeah, if you've never seen Mandy,
seen
go
Mandy,
see Mandy.
And if you people like taking shrooms and doing acid,
don't do
one of those.
No.
Don't promote.
I disagree.
And then watch the movie.
I disagree. Don't do not take
do
shrooms
it.
And fucking watch
do
this
it.
Movie.
Do it.
It's too brutal.
Do it.
He's trying to warp your mind.
To each their own. Maybe just watch
Mad
it one time.
Kill themselves while watching
it. Just
movie.
Watch it one time and then you'll be okay.
No, but Driver?
Yeah,
Driver. Dope.
What about Baby Driver? Have you guys seen that?
I saw that with because the girl I was with at the time wanted
she was
to
a baby
it.
Driver?
She likes babies and drivers?
She likes fucking corny pop movies, and she was in love with Jamie Foxx. Hey,
Jamie Foxx is in that movie?
He's a bad motherfucker. But it was a horror. I hated it.
I thought
it was trash.
The last serious moving movie that I saw was John Wick 3.
Mm. Serious moving movie, yeah. John Wick 3.
I teared up.
John Wick 3?
I teared up.
I cried at Creed, the first Creed movie. I poo-hooed a little
Boxing?
Bit.
No, I didn't tear up. I never tear up.
Wait, whoa. You never watched
You telling me
Hold on.
You telling me you guys got feelings?
Hold on. You never watched fucking Rudy?
I don't feel shit for fictional people.
You've never
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You didn't cry at the end of Terminator 2 when he fucking goes
You damn
the
right
lava?
I did.
Yeah, no, what about
when
what about
I cried,
yes, you, are you a Hold on. That's fucking ridiculous. Are you a sports fan at all?
Sports.
No, look.
Sports?
Never,
what is this?
Like the human spirit? You never watched Hoosiers and fucking Shed a Fucking Tear?
Oh, man.
He's short-circuiting, guys.
Man.
Okay, let me. How about something?
We got to restart, Mark.
How about something? How about something you can relate to? When Eminem was battling the guys in that fucking
Fuck
shitty
Eminem.
Movie.
Rabbit.
Hated that movie too.
Yeah, you fucked my girl.
Now we're
like, my mom's
yo, his bitch got fucked.
Now we're at Crown Zero. Okay, fuck it.
No.
What movie did you ever watch any of these?
Yo, Central Park 5. That was serious.
It was a book.
That was serious.
Yeah, I heard about that movie. I heard it was pretty good.
What did you hear about it?
That
and how do you feel?
Kids got wrongly accused.
Okay.
And
is that the new new show?
Yo, look. It's four episodes.
Like,
and it's
behind us or something.
No. How they view us,
how they see us. Okay.
And you just see a couple of things on the what happened in the trial, and then it goes into episode 4. That's the one.
Don't tell us.
No. But episode 4 is the one you have to watch.
Like, yeah,
no, I feel strongly about it.
No, it's not like a suspense thing.
Watch,
like we know what the fuck happened.
Watch episode 4.
It happened in real life.
Great perspective of how the system works. Sure. And what you have to go through in the system, and how it runs through, it's fucking nuts. Episode 4 is impactful.
Okay.
Everything else is about the trial. Episode 4 is strictly on one member's experience of the
Okay.
Fight.
Nice.
Okay, we do have a special guest in case you're wondering. Okay, we got to give him a little more light.
He's done a hard time.
Yes. Well, no.
We don't know.
He's not going back to that
episode 4. I haven't watched it, but I heard that they got. Like $40 million between all five of them. And
yeah.
I think they still got screwed, though. Come on. You did all this time and you
were getting
$40
million.
Really? What's that going to buy? Exactly.
You can't get your time back. You can't get your time back.
Let
but
me
it
ask,
helps.
Question. Real quick. When that happens, right? Do they get taxed on that $40 million?
Of course they do.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Right.
So they're not even.
They get fucked.
So they're not even
by the very forces that's taking them
apiece.
Right.
No. How many years? How many years they did?
They won a settlement of $210 million or like $140 million. One of those two numbers.
Oh, so
between all five of them.
Okay, so they got.
So they all came out with like maybe 20.
You know who was the biggest proponent of them?
But still,
listen, and then they sued again.
For more.
To try to get more, they asked for like 400, and they ended up getting like 30 between all of them.
Okay.
Couple of like maybe like a million and a half each. They all gotta come in. And then after
that's mad tax.
And no, but it all went by the amount of time they did. Yeah. Corey did the longest, he got the most.
Oh, okay.
It scaled by value of time. How fucked up is that?
Five of them. You know, like, man, they hung all that shit on those guys quick. With all we know about crime and how things go. Yeah. They hung that shit on those kids so fucking fast. We do not take care of our own. Unfucking believable. We should have been riding in the streets. But the biggest proponent of their demise was Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm. Those kids lost their youth, bro.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing.
Best.
All they know is the inside of a fucking jail.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
Best point. They lost their 20s.
Yeah.
So what they the fuck it. Now? What can you give them back?
Yeah,
you can't
team,
give them money. No amount of money is going to give them anything from the
trauma.
Yeah, they got fucking totally screwed. They were doing what kids do. I read the order. I read the full account, and they were in the park fucking around, fucking with people. But that's what we kind of all do. So I think the question is, like, we all fuck up. We all get into fights. We all do drugs. We all mess up. But those things, if seen at the wrong time, at the wrong place, can hang us up for life.
What they said was, yo, they say boys can be boys, like boys will be boys,
yeah,
but not us. You know what I mean? Mm. It goes to like the racial aspect of it. You know what I mean? When they look at us, they think, yo, he's doing something very illegal. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't he do that? Why? That makes so much sense to us. You know what I mean? But then. Bro, every kid is a kid, man. Like, you know, they take it away. You know, they'll take it ASAP.
Yo, kids are messy, man. We make mistakes.
We sure do. I mean, I made mistakes before. I got arrested twice, but nothing crazy like that. I ain't get arrested jail time.
Do you mind saying? Do you mind telling the story?
Oh, okay.
You don't have to.
I'm not feeling comfortable enough yet.
That's no problem. Yeah. But again, like, so that being said, this is one of the nicest, industrious cats we know. So anybody turns it around. Yeah. Anybody.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's not fun. Those kids lost
horrible.
Their you. Their
I spent two nights in Central Bookings for nothing. We got locked up. We got bagged up. I was going to see some friends. And because of who I was with, They searched us, didn't even ask us our names or didn't even take our IDs, man. We got locked up for two nights, Saturday and Sunday.
Dang.
And we got released for nothing. Just coming out of a building, these guys popped out of a taxi cab and handcuffed us.
They love doing that.
Yep. I was the thing is, like, talk about cultural shit. I was baffled. The people I was with were not. They're like, that's about right.
Dang. What was going through your head whenever you were there the first night?
I was very happy that I was with who I was with.
Okay, that's good.
Because I wasn't alone and I was with some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a bad motherfucker. I was glad I was with some other bad motherfuckers. You know, so I didn't get picked on and
holding. Were you with like Hell's Angels?
No.
Aryan Brotherhood.
Just some other guys that could scrap. I was the only white guy.
Mexican Mafia.
I'm just 13.
Hey, yo, don't laugh at them, bro. If they hear this podcast, they'll come at you.
I don't know nothing
about
them.
Our analytics London? Is the Mexican. It's like it's now showing everyone. Mexico.
Did you sleep under the bench or on top of it?
No, we didn't sleep.
For 48 hours?
What was the best breakfast? Was it the Rice Krispies?
Sandwich.
Cheese sandwich.
Yeah. That's all they give you.
Bread and cheese?
Roast beef and cheese. It was actually, it's all right. Roast beef and cheese
like
sandwich.
Some Arby's.
And pineapple fucking pudding. It was all right.
You got lucky, though.
Bathroom
pineapple
time?
Pudding?
Huh?
Bathroom? Bathroom? You had a piss right there?
It's right in there.
No, right there.
Yeah.
This is right there. And the tank is your water fountain.
To be honest, man, it was actually real easy and real friendly. But personally, I was like, it was way outside of my wheelhouse. So I was like shocked that I was in there.
Dang.
And I've been in for like silly shit like DWI and fighting, like,
yo.
But never like that for an extended, you know, like two days.
You know, 48 hours. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I was there for like 72 hours one time.
Jesus.
Like the first time.
But what?
What happened?
I was like 15. I was just smoking in a fucking alleyway, and then the D's came through. And then I'm like, my boy was standing looking at the path into the street, like the whole way, the whole alley. He saw everything. I had my back turned. So me assuming that he's gonna keep his eyes out like a fucking dickhead. We're just smoking, and then he's like, Yo, the police are coming. I'm like, all right, so let's leave. There's another way. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then I didn't even know how close they were already. And I'm like, they're like, yo. Way right there, and I'm like, and I had a fucking whole fat blunt of some silver haze, right? Some silver haze, bro. I'll never forget it because I left my house with chanclas. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
What's it called? And then I swung. They were like, yo, where's the blunt? Where's the blunt? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I saw you smoking. He's like.
You had to keep your mouth shut?
I ate it already. I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Welcome to the club, motherfucker.
I was like, I don't know. And then he's looking on top. He's getting mad upset. And then he's like, what, you fucking ate it or something? I'm like.
Or something? The cop said or something.
Yeah. Or something. Just, what is he?
He was mad frustrated. Some like small Italian man. Like mad buff. it's fucking steroids.
But he said or something?
For sure.
Hey, what you fucking do? Ate it or something?
Yeah.
The fucking guy over here.
Is that not believable?
That's your go-to voice for every character you play. It's just guy. Yeah, I love it.
Every character's always
that. Every kidding.
Guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Doesn't matter what context, that's what they say.
He's watched Mean Streets like 11,000 times.
Hey, D.D. Disappointed Dunsky. Tough guy, huh?
Anyway, sorry. I just had to... Every waiter, every
you definitely
person,
gotta
everything.
Watch that movie, Mean Streets.
The list of movies is gonna be eternal. Guys.
Have you seen any of the movies? Have you said watch any of those?
Not yet. I'll get around to it.
What could possibly
we're gonna drill you on that later. Pause
right now.
I couldn't imagine than watching Terminator.
Dude, we have a special guest in the building.
Oh, that's true.
Look, we gotta let our special guest talk, man. We're lucky to have you. Look, you know how many people we've asked to have here? And they say, no, maybe later. Fucking accepted. You're excited. You're fucking good.
We appreciate
it. Honored that you guys invited me. I'm here.
No, we're happy you're here.
We're happy you're here, bro. We appreciate it.
Let me tell you something. We get lonely sometimes. And we're glad that you showed up.
It's the lonely
five. I'm so lonely.
You know what? From what do you want to talk about?
Whatever the hell you guys want to talk about, I'll just freaking blend in. Just say something. No, start some shit up.
Yeah, we're
blend starting. Like water, hey, Bruce Lee style, baby.
Bruce Lee, like flow.
Put water into a teapot.
Has anybody taken karate lessons?
Don't do that.
See,
don't.
That wasn't
the Italian one.
Yeah, you got it. We're
water. Like that's W A T A H.
Water.
Become like water and Delta Deepak. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, this is
be formless, my friend. Be formless.
We're not stereotyping right now.
Okay.
So it's for the record.
Sony or Iowa.
Whenever I say it, yeah, exactly. I cross the line.
No.
Dr. Dave.
The only person that listens is my mom anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Congratulations, he's a doctor.
Thank you, I got a fan. Thank you, Mom.
See, that wasn't Italian either. I got to show off my range.
Yeah.
That's how his mom talks to him, the Italian mom just out there.
JX got you triggered. You're like, what? Hey,
You don't think I got voices?
And then look at this one.
That's another voice. All
right, do the Asian one.
Be water, my friend.
Girls love guys with accents. Hello. Hello. Diego, didn't you want to talk about the art?
Yeah. People been fucking getting drunk, but it's only white people.
Starts from the middle of the story.
No.
Act like this is a movie. Well, first, and you gotta tell us.
Start from the beginning, motherfucker.
The first thing that happened that kind of set it off was some lady got like her ass beat.
By who?
Yes.
By we don't know. They were saying it was her husband, and then maybe like had found her getting that Dominican train on her. You know what I mean? Choo choo. Seven Lando would die. And,
whatever that means.
Trizzy.
That's not making it easier for me to understand.
Trizzy tongue.
Sure.
Instead
right.
of piffy tongue, Trizzy tongue.
Oh, we got
Trizzington.
Trizzington. All
right.
What?
All right. What's it called?
All right, so this lady's getting beat, and you got a new nickname. So what happened?
This lady got beat, right? And yo, she got beat bad. Yo, she had two black eyes.
By who?
We don't know. So she's blaming it, saying it was people there that had raped her. You know what I mean? But her husband was like, yo, we need the DNA evidence. And I don't think her husband was...
She had a husband?
Ouch. Yeah.
It's horrible.
And then some other guy died at the bar drinking.
Same hotel? Are they all in the same hotel?
All kind of resorts. Resort style.
They've been asking the president, too. Like, yo, you have anything to say about this? Like, mad people dying. Americans. 14.
Mind your business.
He ain't say nothing.
And you want to know? I think one shorty said mouthwash.
Mouthwash? What do you mean?
What?
She just said the word mouthwash? That's all she
it
said?
It started melting.
It was. Mouthwash. She said it tasted like Clorox.
Okay.
And then she accidentally drank a little bit, and then she just, dropped. Yeah.
Oh, she died.
No, she didn't. She got mad sick. She lived. But she's...
She'll never be the same again.
But that's because she was Puerto Rican.
What does that have to do with... And what are you talking about?
But it's a lot of Americans. Like, and when we say Americans, we mean...
Americans can't
we
drink
mean
Clorox?
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans can drink Clorox?
Yeah.
That's what
I said. Yeah. They have a tolerance.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on. Okay. Sure.
They built up an immunity.
So, there's just a lot of people dying in DR right now. And there's just chaos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would go right now and have a great time and come back like solid. But
so everyone
else
should
be like,
yo,
you want to help me kill some white people? You'd be like, all
right. I'd be like, yo, you guys want some shots? That's it.
So, yeah, that was the story.
That was it?
Nah.
Egg sandwich.
This is egg sandwich all over again.
What do you think? Well,
egg and cheese all over again.
I also heard that she was...
egg sandwich.
I also heard the lady that got beat up really bad. I saw the picture. She got fucking destroyed.
What?
I haven't seen a face so swollen like that.
It was bad.
And I heard she was talking to the hotel, like, let me get...
money.
A certain amount of money, or I'm gonna go public.
So I don't know.
So it's like she was trying to blame the hotel, but it looked like something happened to her in DR. Like, who knows what happened?
Yeah,
we don't know yet. But dang.
She might be into that.
Could be.
Next.
And she just got caught because of the husband.
So disjointed, man. There's fucked up shit happening everywhere.
Everywhere, it's not a big, whatever. I would still like to. I would love
that
to go to DR.
Mean we can't zero
it's a cheap
in
place
situation.
To go to. It's a cheap place and beautiful to go to.
Cheap five star.
What's the best place any of us have ever been?
Shit.
Jordan, you got a passport?
Yeah, I do.
Where you been, man?
I've been to Mongolia.
Holy
I've been
shit.
To Honduras, Guatemala.
As a liaison for Christ.
Yeah, and so we taught.
Shit,
English
doing
and soccer in the Gobi Desert, which was dope.
What?
Y'all taught English in the desert?
Yeah.
Soccer and Jesus.
Yeah, it was great. It was dope.
Fucking A.
And so that
like
was great.
Colonialism to me.
And you got us. We brought a big American flag and stuck it in the middle of the town.
Checkmate.
No. Yeah.
You got spreading the empire over
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Chestnut check.
Yeah, so, Christianity, this is how we fucking take over the world.
Stop your
savage ways.
Yes. That's how we did
it. Did you teach them how to fight?
Okay. What? No.
Why not?
I wasn't starting a revolution.
It's not a revolution. It's all self-defense. It's like, yo.
Yo, when
you
the man comes to you, all
right,
you better fight.
All right, look, Sepp, where's the craziest place you ever been?
The Bronx.
The Bronx. That's it.
He's not even been downtown.
185th.
183rd, actually.
Third, that's what it was.
The craziest place, no, to be honest, the craziest place I've been in has been in the Bronx, and it was at the basement of a bodega.
Sound View.
Oh, shit. Let's listen to
where,
this.
Yeah, tell us.
It was in Jerome, and it was in the basement of a bodega, and we went to go watch some fucking roosters fighting.
Holy shit.
No way.
In the city? Get out of here.
In the Bronx.
Oh, come on. Yeah, dude. I walked by a place that looked
like that. I've seen that in Tijuana, man.
So... yeah. So I'm watching these things, and these guys got their freaking roosters and shit, and they're putting blades on their roosters. They literally blades on the talons.
Yeah.
And they go off. They fight, and these roosters are going crazy. Going fucking nuts. And they grab the roosters when they start, before they put them to fight. Before they put them to fight, they grab them, they just throw them at each other. So these shits are just like smacking each other.
They
right?
just throw
like
the roosters.
They throw the roosters at each other.
Just to piss them off. Boom.
Just to piss them off. Literally, just bang them out. And, I'm watching these roosters, and one of the roosters just started pecking away at the face of the other one, and then it just started clawing away, and all you saw was, like, this fucking rooster's feathers everywhere, and it just started to break apart. All you saw was blood.
How did he feel about that?
Yo, who brought you?
How did he feel about that?
I was young. I didn't give a fuck. I was like,
this is cool.
But after that, they turned off the lights. It was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then it was street fighting. Like,
oh shit!
Oh my god!
Same ring where you saw a freaking rooster.
Now it's
dead
that.
Rooster.
Now it's men.
And now it's men fighting. I'm
did
like,
they throw the men at each other to start out?
I guess it was guys from the neighborhood. Yeah. They were just fighting, fucking around. You
wait,
know?
That's in the Bronx? Is that like? Was it like?
That's
it
still, cool, bro.
I still kind of do that. The
yeah, Chef wants to know.
Well, they do Rumble in the Bronx. There's a lot of like underground.
With Jackie Chan, Rumble.
No, but there's a lot of underground things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's the main thing is, I mean, Fat Joe sponsors, I don't know what, but it's Rumble in the Bronx. You see it on YouTube. And most of it actually gives me a lot of confidence. I want to try it because most of these guys can't throw.
Sure.
Like, they have no fundamentals.
Like regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
My boy went to that. He got knocked out.
You can see, really?
He did.
He's swinging.
But, I mean,
shout
look,
out to that guy.
It's easy. It's
shout out to Ariel.
There you go.
Anybody, like, we have so many button points on our bodies. I mean, like, I've almost been knocked out in the ring before.
Sure.
I got hit in the liver. And if you've ever felt sick, you don't know what feeling sick feels like.
Until
get
that.
Hit in that liver.
Did they try and get you to get in the ring?
No.
Okay.
He was 16.
There's already a card. That they already have a card. And it's already set up for the day, for the night, who's going to be fighting.
Okay. So that they can bet on him.
They bet on him.
But what is it? Is it like 2-minute rounds or 3-minute rounds or what? It's short as fuck, right?
Well, to be honest, the fights didn't last. I was young. I don't remember exactly, but they were short. All those
everything
there was
is
maybe
short.
Like 5 cards.
That's why it's entertaining fights. Because a long fight, most normal people gas, including myself. I hit round 4 and I'm gassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, you could tell these guys were not boxers at all. They were already tired in the first round. Mother. You hear that thing, bing, and these guys are like, oh, fuck.
And they're throwing haymakers and shit.
It's crazy. No one used the jab. All haymakers. Like, what the fuck? Keep the person away with a jab, bro. Control the fight.
It's the fundamentals.
And they get tired by throwing these heavy-ass swings.
Yep.
Wasting a lot of energy.
Exactly.
You're not even hitting
them. The most devastating, humiliating thing is to throw and miss.
And then they counter and boom.
There was
not even. They just throwing haymakers and they both missing and they both getting tired.
Yeah. No body shots.
Their bodies are hitting each other. Not even the arms.
Man, I wish we could. I mean,
I don't want to go with this.
It's funny.
To
like
go
you know,
go with you to the.
I was talking to my friend Hector.
You right
my
now.
Friend Hector, who competed in the. Shout out Hector, he's a good guy. He trains kids and stuff. But his line is, we don't play boxing. And for all the white collars out there, that's what they call guys who work and. Do boxing because what's up? Oh, yeah. They do it because of recreation.
Closer.
Recreation.
There you go.
Right, you know, and for all those guys out there, I disagree with Hector, and I say we do play, and boxing should be something casual like a pickup basketball game.
All right.
Even though you do get hurt, it's still casual, and you will recover from these very superficial injuries.
Hypothetical question.
I love hypotheticals.
Starlos versus Piffington. You're Piffington's coach, what will you tell him how to take me down?
I tell Piffington. Right here. All right, I'll take that.
You're his coach. What are you gonna tell him?
I'll take that. Look.
I'll be like, yo,
body shots.
Look.
The people don't know, I'm like 6'4", 270.
Piffington is like 6'9".
100 pounds, 6'9".
Here's what you also don't know. Piffington's been trained.
Hey.
And that, to me, in my mind, is I have a minor amount of training myself.
Coach. So, and what you going to tell
him? What are you saying? He's in your corner right before the fight.
I'm going to tell him to make sure he stays relaxed. Stick his head in, bait him, get him to throw those crazy wild hooks that big motherfuckers always throw because they're trying to fucking knock you out. And I tell him to stay on the outside and use his smallness and duck and weave and keep his head movement going and wait till this motherfucker gets tired. And then get on the inside and just throw fucking hooks and fucking uppercuts and fucking try to fucking knock him out.
What are you telling him, C-Spec? Okay.
Am I telling him?
You're in his corner.
You're in his corner for the first round. And then you run to the other corner for the first round.
Wait till round six.
So
what are you telling him?
I'm going to tell him, yo, listen, man.
I bet $100 on the other guy, so make a fall.
His pistol. Put it in your glove right now. No one's looking.
Don't sleep.
Swing that.
There you go.
Just in case.
He's been trained. He knows how to slip. When I see a big muscle dude,
When it shoots, be like, yo, I don't know what happened. I don't know how the gun got there. It's like we tape it beforehand.
Like Godfather, look away, like he's behind the toilet bowl.
Just shoot his shoulders.
There you go. All right, what are you telling him, Krebs?
Who am I coaching?
Let's go Piff for the first round. Next round is
he's fighting a monster.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
A monster, bro. You gotta fucking take this guy down over here.
Big weight class.
Yeah, big weight class difference.
Keep away from him. Use your jab as often as possible.
But how is he going to jab him, though? His reach.
Every time he gets jabs, he gets countered.
He's going to get tired.
Got Baba Weed, Baba Weed.
What do you have? What's your reach? 34 inches?
I don't know. As long as his arm right now, he just extends his arm.
That's 100
inches.
That's a 27
inch reach.
It's like 10 feet.
10 feet.
I almost touched my knee standing up. I'm going to stay close.
Just
keep
make
ducking.
Sure. Yeah,
you keep
you
moving.
Stay close so he can't use.
Yo,
the reach.
Look.
So
don't
he can't use that reach. You gotta stay close.
Don't load up. Yeah, don't load up on your shots. Just throw
what
the jab out
mean?
There and keep moving. Stay slippery. Keep moving, and in the sixth round, load up. Get in
okay.
there.
All right. So that's his first round. Okay. Now you're in Starlos's corner. First round before. What are you telling him to go against the small guy?
Go forward and try to knock him out straight up.
Go out.
Go to
haymakers.
Go to the body first round. Second round, go to the head. Try to get the liver. He's a little dude.
Aren't liver shots illegal? Or the kidney shots? Kidney shots are.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's not illegal.
Kidney shots aren't.
You can't hit behind the head.
Have you ever been hit in your kidney?
You can
that shit
piss
hurts.
Blood.
Look,
like if you get hit in the kidney.
But yeah. Look, recover.
Honestly, man. With the weight difference, yo, swing for the fences, man. Just you're gonna catch him. Yo, couldn't catch
but
him.
Isn't that going to make him tired if he's just swinging? That's what you just told him.
That's an excellent
make him swing.
That's an excellent
you're
point.
You're still in his corner.
But his best shot. His best shot is to fucking knock him out in the first three rounds.
Giving him false
first of
information.
All, but if it makes it to six,
he got money on Diego. Yeah.
Look, if he's fucking trying to make a career for himself, if he lets somebody who's two weight classes under him survive past four rounds, he's done anyway.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if he wins the fucking fight.
That's true.
I mean, Star-Lord is bigger.
Star-Lord.
I like that. Hey. Star-Lord is bigger, so
Star-Lord.
I agree with all day. I would, being his size, his weight, I would just rush in for the first two rounds, hit him in the body.
Because you could hit
him in the head.
Julian Williams versus Jared Hurd. That's all I got to say. Go watch the highlights,
sure.
Motherfuckers.
Did you guys see the fight last night?
Schwartz and Fury.
Oh my
fuck
god,
that, fight,
that was a stupid fight.
What
dumb
happened?
Fight. I mean, Fury won,
but
it was the dumbest.
Okay,
fight ever.
So Ruiz.
Fury is
Ruiz,
the one that fought Deontay Wilder.
No. Ruiz Joshua set that fight up to be semi-interesting because you realize anything could happen. But nobody was watching Ruiz, including myself, before he fought Joshua.
I saw that shit on Instagram.
It shocked everybody. Dude beat. I had no fucking idea.
Man. We got the belt, man.
Man, he fucking fought Parker and lost to Parker, who's a bad boy. Parker fights Joshua, gets beat soundly. Now, I don't care who. What. Man, this is a trend, man. Julian Williams fought fucking Jared Hurd and beat him. Fucking Tony Harrison fights Jermell Charlo, beats him. I don't care what anybody says. You know, like, yo, it's the underdogs beating the fucking big dogs.
It's changing the game of boxing, right?
Changing the game. Don't count somebody out because they got two or three losses on their record. Don't.
I mean, look at Butterbean when he came up in his career. Everybody was like, oh, he's big. He can't do nothing.
But he was. He was. He was not.
Excellent example. Just because somebody got big muscles and shit, look great, doesn't mean they can't push you up.
And Butterbean didn't. He looked like he had no neck, so it was just tough to bring him down, bro. Like he was just like,
but
man,
he
was a
power
tank
behind those.
Yeah, of
power behind those hands.
Much respect to Ruiz for defeating Anthony Joshua. Crazy. I'm a big fan.
That was a crazy fight.
I'm walking on sunshine since this guy fucking beat Joshua. Man, nobody thought this guy could get beat, and he got beat by this guy Ruiz. God bless this first Mexican heavyweight.
Yep.
Yeah, ever, man, in history. Yeah, God bless this motherfucker.
I cannot wait for the Rocky movies.
Humble, cool, and fucking bad as
fuck. He's humble. I looked him up. Yeah.
And if he's smart, he's not gonna fucking get the rematch right away. He's gonna fight a few fucking bums first.
Yeah.
And get in a little bit better shape.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Just a little. Yeah.
Because Joshua's gonna come back with revenge.
What?
He's gonna come back with revenge.
I hope he hangs on to it.
Do you think he can hang on?
I like that. I like that tall 6'9" white dude, the one that fought, what's his name? Fury, his name was?
Schwartz.
Deontay Wilder, he fought like some Irish dude. No, was he Irish?
I've seen that movie.
Irish.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was a white dude. He was big. But
Fury. Russian?
Klitschko?
Klitschko. There's two brothers.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, look.
But he showed like, yo, for a big Wilder dude, he had a lot of technique. You know?
Joshua fought the best version of Klitschko there is. I mean, look, he hit the deck hard. Klitschko hits you, gotta go. That's it.
But if you have a gun, you will win. It doesn't matter.
And he had a, let me tell you
if
something.
If I was in Carlos's
let
corner.
Let me tell you something. He had a gun.
Corner, I'll be like, yo, listen.
All right, I'm listening, bro.
Here's a pistol.
Okay.
Put in your glove.
So yeah,
he needs a pistol.
I got pistol on pistol.
I know
walking arsenal.
The strategy is always trying to get in, so I'll clinch. You try to get in and you're doing too much damage, I'll clinch to push you off. And then if you try to get in, I start throwing flicker jabs.
You gotta avoid those big fucking shots.
Is this boxing? Is this boxing or is this like UFC? Yeah. Like,
it's boxing.
UFC. Or Kabor. Grab me.
Yo, who here is an actual UFC? Yo, to me, watching the ground game, the fucking jiu-jitsu wrestling shit is like watching chess.
I've wrestled
so
before.
So fucking
too,
boring.
My ground game's
that I can't even.
Solid.
Okay, so you've had a fighting experience. Have you had any fighting? Just a lot of matches watching?
If you consider slap boxing experience,
slap
then boxing I have
chip?
Years of that.
Where you just
slap each other.
What is that?
Hold on. Sep, you're not obligated to tell anything, but why don't you drink?
Okay. I'll be honest with you.
Straight up, man.
I'm being honest, I like
this story a lot. It makes me feel more comfortable.
I like to fight.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm not lying.
That's crazy.
Every time I drink, depending on who I'm with, I can be friendly, chilling, bugging out, but I get defensive when I'm with the people that I'm with. So if someone was to say, like someone right now was to come into the circle right now, I might be a small dude, but that shit doesn't stop me. You know what I'm saying? Disrespectful. Comes in here. We're chilling. We're bugging out. And he comes in getting crazy, and I'm drunk. It's
That's
on.
Crazy.
I'll feel as big as Carlos, bro.
You have to respect that.
Yeah.
What's crazy is like,
so I don't drink because of that reason, because I don't have a happy medium. I'm happy, or I'm extremely blanking out, fucking something up.
Are you fighting?
I can't do it.
Have you had fighting experience?
Yeah, for sure.
Professional or like training, training you, or like
yeah,
just
box
fight?
In Madison Square Garden.
Golden Glove champ.
I boxed for like 5 months. Some shit like that.
Sure. Okay. Cool.
And then the gym closed down, And then I was out.
Because you beat everyone there?
Nah, I shut that shit down. I was like, oh. Nah, I was there. You know, it was because I had gotten into a couple fights before. And I won, and I was like, yo, you know what? I want to just box.
Try it out.
You know?
And then
I didn't continue it. But that shit was a good time, a little bit of sparring. And it's discipline.
Yeah.
It was a good workout.
It's a big discipline.
Good workout. I've always worked out, like, from very young, calisthenics and everything. Even when I was, like, 230, I was, like, weightlifting and shit. I've always been, like, on my shit.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? It's like, you know, you're trying to get in shape, but it's like, if you know in a week you got to go possibly fight somebody that's, man, I'm heavyweight. So they put me in with guys that are, like, 220. So it's like, if you know you're going to have to, and not even, like, man, forget 7 rounds. I'm talking about like 3 rounds. Round 3, I'm exhausted because I'm not in real shape. I'm in shape like superficially, but you're not in fighting shape. Like, I'm not like.
Your stamina's
like,
not there?
Yeah. Like, that's the thing that's scary. The thing that's scary is not getting knocked out or getting fucking beat up. The thing that's scary is finding yourself in the middle of a fight and you're exhausted. And you lose the fun, energetic part of it, and you're just trying to survive. You got snot in your nose. You're getting hit, and you're it's like, it's weird because I'm like zoning out, and I'm like, I'm not present, and that's the scary thing because everybody is a coward when they're exhausted. So, like, it's a crazy hobby, and I love it, and I'll never give it up, and I love it.
Nice.
But the crazy thing is, like, you have to put so much into it to maintain it.
Yep. You don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, I've been in man fights in Super Smash Brothers. my main character is Link, and Street Fighter is Ryu.
There you go.
And I'll beat anybody listening.
And
right
I'll
now.
Beat anybody listening.
This is my friend
code,
right
add now.
Me.
Nah, I fought growing up. Like with the kids around my neighborhood.
Okay.
Like I fought with some dude. He was just
fist or just
fist fight. Okay. Yeah. Like we were being instigated by these like two older dudes. We were cracking jokes on each other, and the dudes were like, "Oh shit!" Like you gonna let him do it? And then it led to a fight, and I fought him. They ended up stopping it. And to this day, the dude doesn't talk to me.
Wow. Like, dang.
He's also big like me though too. So yeah.
So who won?
You know? Huh?
One.
I got a clean shot, but none of us knocked each other out.
Okay,
clean shot's great.
Yeah, it was just I had a clean shot. He didn't. He wasn't able to hit me. My brother saw me fighting. He just jumped in. He was like, "What the fuck?
You
hitting my
brother?"
He
wasn't able to hit you. Like, I mean, the goal is to hit and not get hit.
And he, you know, to this day, he fucking grills me down. I mean, I look at him, but not to the sense that I'm grilling him down because I'm like, bro, we were kids at that time.
Yeah.
Like. The fact that you still holding on to this shit, like I would be like, yo, whatever, it was a fight. Even if I've lost fights when I was a kid, and you know, I never hold that shit against. It's part of the game. But ever since that, I haven't really gotten into fights. People don't fuck with me, bro. On some real shit, like
that's good.
Next time you see him, ask him if him punching you now would it make things better?
Trying to break the ice,
break it out, baby.
Yo, like yo, but.
Would you let him punch you? If
absolutely you not.
I'd rather not be his friend.
Fuck that.
Uncle right. Dave. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Uncle Dave, quick question. I hear you like fighting. You sound like you like to fight.
No,
that's
awesome. I like to I like to fight in a ring.
Right, but when you're in the ring, yeah. It happens to me. Does it go quiet for you?
What do you mean? When I get hit?
Not when you get hit. In the whole
when you're in a fighting situation.
I don't know. Honestly, my biggest enemy is the chatter in my head. Like, you know.
What's next?
And like, if I'm thinking about what the next shot I'm going to throw is, I am going to. I mean, the biggest problem is fighting not to lose instead of fighting to win.
Right.
Now, if you just make up your mind to fight to win, it's such an incredible amount of energy that you spend. Like, to launch an attack. It's such a fucking. It's very hard. Like, just to throw and miss. And, like, to be honest, most of the people I was fighting was people that are experienced.
Yeah.
You know, but to launch an attack and to go after somebody, man, you're doing that within the course of 40 seconds or 10 seconds. Yeah. And then after that 10 seconds, you're exhausted. And then somebody's coming back at you.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's scary, man.
And for the quiet thing, what do you – just kind of describe it. What do you mean?
He's in his zone.
It just mm-hmm. – it's no, not rage. It seems
he's
peaceful.
In his zone.
It's peaceful,
it
okay?
Seems peaceful.
If you can find that, that's
it's like
great.
Having a headset on and you don't hear nothing.
No,
if
I feel
if
you.
If you can find that, like, to me, like, the thing I love about it is that it's so creative. And if I can shut that voice down and and it's a lot of it is predicated on if I feel confident enough to handle myself.
Yeah, I was about to say
that. Now, yeah, then I can find that silence and just work off of what I've been trained. Because you can't think. As soon as you start thinking, it's over. I feel like it's over. As soon as you start thinking too much.
There are – so I grew up playing soccer, played throughout in college and stuff. And there's moments, I think, if you've played sports or even in life where it is kind of like that euphoric silence where you just go – and it's like whatever you do, it just works.
Yeah.
And like flows. It just flows. And I think people experience that quite often. Even sometimes just like in daily life, there's just stuff you're like doing. Like you're like, oh, I'm filling up ice or whatever in a cup. And you're just like, it's boom, boom, boom. Everything's just falling. Maybe I'm just like crazy, but stuff like that like happens.
33 ice cubes in each cup.
Yeah, and you're like, that's automatic. Boom, 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 boom. And you're just like, dude, it's going. Yeah.
Yo, today's my day, man.
Is that kind of like what you... What do you mean by that? Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like it's so physical and you are like, it's funny because like the memory of it, you want to get back in there because it feels so good to just know you made it through.
Yeah.
But once you hit like round four, it's like, wow, I hate this. I forgot that I hate this. It's like taking to me, it's like likened to taking acid. It's like once that shit kicks in, it's like, oh, shit. This is what it is. I forgot this is what it is because it's such a challenge to get through it. And like once I'm in there, it's like, wow, oh my God, I'm never going to get through this. But you always get through it. And then you're not dead and it's okay and it doesn't matter. I feel always feel at the end of a sparring session clean and dry.
Yeah. Yeah. Dope.
I used to go to fighting game tournaments. And video games and shit. And I used to put like $35 down. And I would face these dudes, like the Korean dudes, where they'll have their T-shirt with their fucking... Nah, they're fucking sponsored. Like Red Bull and all this shit. And I'm just here with like my shirt with a hole in there and shit. facing these dudes. And like, it's crazy how like... that's like, I understand what you're saying when you go quiet. Because like with the dude that faced me, he rocked me. And... I was thinking too much, and I was looking at him. He wasn't even thinking at all. He was just doing the shit, like, effortlessly.
Inside of it, yeah.
Like, he wasn't even thinking what he was doing. It was just, like, kind of like a dance, and I felt too much thinking into what the fuck was going on. Bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But, yeah.
It's fluid.
It was just fluid.
It's a good feeling.
So what's the first fight? Has, like, the people in this room, their first fist fight, high school, whatever... To me, it was horrible because I got beat up like that. Like, my fucking eye was dislocated.
What?
I was bleeding. I was this motherfucker fucked me up.
Jesus. How old were you?
17.
Okay. So a little bit older.
Yeah. JX, you ever got into a fisticuffs?
I've never been in a fisticuffs.
He's got Jesus on his side, man. He's not going to ever lose.
There you go. Smited. No. The only time is, like, with my cousins, we put on, like, boxing gloves on, like, a trampoline. Headphones.
On a trampoline?
Yeah. What? And so we, just on a trampoline, that's just, like, crazy. Jump up and, like.
That should be a sport.
Trampoline boxing? Have you guys watch that?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it on YouTube.
Trampoline, let's do it on YouTube. Trampoline fighting.
No
kicks.
I'll look into it and see if we can.
Imagine doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu on a fucking trampoline, bouncing and fucking while doing the submission.
Dude, that'd be.
That's a win.
Yeah.
We're on to something here.
You're on to something, but you got to keep these ideas to yourself because if this is going to be broadcast, someone might take your idea.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
Next thing you know. Trampoline
boxing. Like,
oh my God. And what's gonna happen?
You gotta jump on it right away.
And you know what? Use girls.
Oh my god. Yo.
Okay.
Then you make a website and then you have to click 18 or older.
Yeah, exactly.
And you gotta pay.
And then
for
now you're paying $1 for, you know, the whole day. And then.
And there you go. And that's how I make my money.
Like, 30 years in.
And then people are randomly watching it on TV and it says xbet.com on
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But not.
And here we are.
You saying use girls for it, right? I understand why. Yeah, I want to see titties bouncing around and ass as well. But how often do you watch women's football? Women's football?
Not even basketball.
Not even once.
Yep.
But have you seen women's football?
Yeah, they're
dude,
fucking
when
bikinis.
They cock over like that, all of come on, that's crazy. We ain't watching it to see if they score.
No.
I ain't watching it to see if they score. I want to see the freaking boob come out that damn thing.
Yep.
And they haven't. Oh, this National Football League is throwing big ass stink about helmets for men and pads for men. It has to be regulated.
Yeah.
And you letting these fucking girls' uniform not be regulated?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thong all the way. Let's watch this.
Busted, baby. Crazy.
They're wearing shoulder pads and helmet. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. No, Hold on.
Let me say something.
Go for it.
Speaking of like women in sports, right? Like, you know, like Olympic wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. In Olympic wrestling, there's now a new contender, and like I don't know what weight class, but in like the women's division. And this person who's dominating right now is transgender,
mm-hmm.
and it's a guy who wants to be a girl. So it's a guy going into women's wrestling who's already a guy wrestler who's going into women's wrestling and beating all the women under him saying that. He identifies as a woman.
He's scamming the system. I respect it.
Scam.
That's definitely scamming the system. But
yo, this guy's fucking slamming mad fucking bras on the yo, dogs.
Who's gonna beat him?
I seen that.
I think their argument is that they have so much estrogen that they are a woman.
But
I don't know.
No physicality.
I don't know.
A lot of these women take testosterone supplements to be that brolic and shit like that.
But they get tested for that. That is steroids. Yeah. Steroids. Yeah. Have anybody here ever taken some steroids?
No.
I had it in my cereal one time.
Yeah. Steroids.
That's the prize instead of like a little toy car.
Here, have some fucking steroids.
Hey, there you go. Wheaties.
Well, yeah, it's actually Wheaties.
Brand.
Yeah, right.
Fucking go run 20 miles now, fucker.
Yeah. Have you tried
sneaking
it?
A D-ball in there.
When I was fucking 18, I tried it with a good friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name, but we had it's the most fun. I've taken every drug on the planet. It's the most fun I've ever had on drug. Holy fucking shit. We didn't have to drink or nothing. You felt like fuck the man.
Oh, no wonder you'd be saying fuck. Like, that was the steroids.
You felt like the man. Like, it was bananas. But.
Sounds like you guys were dusted out.
Like the rage now. No, Jesus, you know. Steroids, let's get dusted out.
Yeah, sure, sure.
I dare you to get dusted out and go lift weights.
You're fucking throw them to the roof. I'm starting
to smoke. Nah, fuck that. Nah, I've been dusted out too. No, it's
not the same.
I got boys
ripping
that,
trees out of the ground.
No.
I got boys that go skiing at the gym.
Being dusted out taught me the word. Hang on, man. Hang on, bro. It's going to get better.
Ski in the gym?
Yeah, no, hell no. You're stupid.
You fucking catch a heart attack.
Everybody's talking about like...
But I got boys that do it.
Get the fuck out of here. They do coke and go to the gym?
Yeah.
Dumb motherfuckers.
No. They ski at the gym.
No, fuck that.
Gucci goggles.
They
wear Gucci goggles.
Is the dumbest shit in the world. Why the fuck would... You, like, you take that shit to
makes
fucking...
Makes you stronger. Because if it doesn't kill you, I mean,
let's go.
Say that to AIDS patients, right?
Oh,
zing!
Say that to Magic Johnson.
Let's take a moment to go to our AIDS sponsor.
No. Sponsor,
another sponsor,
yeah.
Sponsor us. We're desperate.
Word, that's funny. No, yeah. So that was pretty good. I like talking with y'all. Yeah. So
for sure,
we want to give a shout out for. All
Iran.
The fathers today. Iran. Netherlands.
Shout out to fathers.
And Norway.
Norway.
Okay.
Norway. All the
so
people.
What's the date today? What's the date?
Today's Father's Day.
It's the Father's Day.
The 16th.
Marty, when's this episode going to be posted up?
Probably next Father's Day.
Next Father's Day. 2020, guys. Look for us.
By next Sunday?
By next, so.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, guys, you're going to fucking hear it whenever you fucking hear it.
Oh, my God.
Because you're not going to, like. Yeah, even if it's out today, like, someone's going to listen to it, like, on a Wednesday. Like, Father's Day. That's crazy.
Well, it's Christmas. And, thank God we got that one Iranian motherfucker because they don't care about holidays. If it's
Christmas in Iran. It'll be a Father's Day Christmas for them. The best gift they could give is New York 60. There you go.
New York 60, there you go.
That's what we're talking about.
Give the gift of New York 60.
Yeah, to all your friends. And much love. Thanks for joining us today, boys. Yep. We appreciate it. This was a good one.
Especially our special guest.
Special guest. We appreciate it. Thanks for rolling through, joining the conversation.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
We'd love to see you roll awesome. Through again.
Hopefully he's a regular.
Yeah, whenever we're you guys free, have we got me. So.
I'll do it.
Anyway, much love from Ear Candy Studios, you guys. Make sure you follow us on social medias. NewYork.60 on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. We appreciate you guys. And... yeah, we'll tune in next time, whenever that is.
A lot more on the Instagram.
Okay.
Peace.
Word. Peace, love, positivity.
Peace. Squaw.
Peace.